money.
Keelan, I'm always excited to see, are you going to talk a little bit about personal, or are you going to talk a little bit about professional? Are you going to get us to laugh or cry? What do you got?
I'm thinking laugh and I cried, personal.
I cried. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
I cried.
I mean, so a little dad test I had this week, and Tina.
Love you, London.
Yeah. Bless her heart. I have a 3-year-old, London. I love her. She's spirited.
Beautiful terror.
Beautiful terror. She's like a Sour Patch Kid, you know, like. Stab you in the eye, literally, and then just tell you that she loves you and blow you kisses, and then you're like, oh. So that actually happened this week. Mm-hmm. We were at a restaurant, and I was sitting next to her. We're in this booth seat, and I was, you know, busy in work and everything. She had, like, a little diner knife, like a butter knife, and she's sitting there, like, playing around, and usually that's fine. She just kind of taps it, and, you know, she can even use chopsticks, this little girl, so I'm not concerned about a butter knife with her until now. She squeezes, like, the knife and the fork together, and then somehow gets some, I don't know, momentum off of it and flicks it around and stabs me directly in the eyeball.
Yeah, I saw pictures. It was pretty horrendous.
Yeah, like, and I mean, not. I didn't even, like, you'd think you could blink in time or something. Uh-huh. Nothing. So I stood up, thought I lost my eye immediately. That was the crying part for me, where I was like, oh my gosh, my eyeball's gone, and my toddler just stabbed my eye
out. Well, the way you're explaining it, liquid's coming out of your eye, and you're like, oh my God, I lost my eye.
Yeah, literally, I'm looking for blood. I'm freaking out and, like, not sure what to do. Panic moment. And after I realized I still have an eyeball and I can still see, I had that dad moment. It's like, and you always talk about this, Tina, love and acceptance, right? Because, I mean, what do you...
And accountability. How are you going to react in that moment right there?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Which is really hard when you get stabbed in the eyeball with a butter knife. So, she didn't even care, to tell you the truth, at first, because she's 3 and she doesn't know.
Yeah,
I was waiting for her to be like, Daddy, are you okay? No. She just stabbed there with just kind of a little grin on her face, like, oops, I did it. And but eventually, when she saw the picture of my eye, I went to urgent care immediately. Mm-hmm. And the picture of my eye, I have a lacerated cornea, but it's fine. It'll heal. Some drops. I'll be good. And it's okay, baby. I know it was an accident. No big deal.
So no more
Daddy
playing
loves
with knives
you.
At the table.
If I see a butter knife within 3 feet of her, it's gone. It is not
happening.
Thank
goodness she wasn't playing with your steak knife.
Yeah. I'd be blind.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Well, Keelan, thanks for bringing that into studio. It's always nice for our listeners to hear a little bit personally what's going on behind the scenes in our life. But to have a little balance for today's show, I'll talk about professional.
I like it.
I'm going to talk about our industry. Sometimes we talk about things that have nothing to do with mortgage, some things about mortgage. And today it's not only about mortgage, but it's about our mortgage company, Gateway, which is awesome. So my question to you is, do your lender have these? If they don't, then pick up the phone, call the show, 1-855-411-50, or go online at themoneyhour.com, because you got two of the best mortgage experts right here as your host and co-host of the Money Hour. So first, lost job protection for qualified borrowers. If you lose your job and you have to miss mortgage payments, what insurance protection do you have for that you actually don't have to pay for? I know that's pretty great, right? So it provides up to 6 months of maximum protection of $9,000 during a 2-year period. That's what it is. Again, it doesn't cost you anything. Now, the eligibility for it is you're either doing a 3% or 5% down payment, so maximum or up to a 95% loan to value. 97% loan to value. It's for primary residence only, single family home. Not really sure why it's not available for condo buyers, but it's not. It's single family. And at least one of the borrowers on the loan must not be self-employed. So it's really set up for employees that work for employers. So that's the first, does your lender have access to that? Second is lock renegotiation. Will mortgage interest rates drop once you lock? Well, I don't know. We are now almost at the lowest historical rates ever. For another 0.25% will hit all-time historical interest rates. So do you want to gamble with not locking in case the mortgage interest rates go up? Because since we're so low right now, are they going to continue to go down or are they going to go up? So a lock renegotiation just basically means that you can lock in your interest rate right now as soon as you have your offer accepted. And then you have a one-time free float down. So there's no cost to float down to the market interest rate. Now, the rate must have dropped 0.25% or more. So if the rate went down just 0.125%, you're not in a renegotiation situation. But if it drops 0.25% or more, you can. Now, when this is going to happen is that you're clear to close. So basically, that's after you have your final loan approval, appraisals back. Everything's been signed off for the underwriter. So basically, right before you get the final stages, loan documents are going to be drawn. That's when Gateway is going to take a look at where the interest rate is at that time and see if you can benefit from renegotiation. Now, renegotiate is just what it's called. It's really not renegotiation because there's nothing you have to renegotiate. It just is a lock float down. And there's no cost to utilize it. So last for Money Chat, does your mortgage company have a lock and shop? So again, we are at historical low, almost at the lowest of the lowest historical low. And do you want to gamble in, again, the interest rates going up? So what you can do is you can lock in while you're shopping for your home. It's a really, really great program. And I shouldn't say program, it's in conjunction with loan programs with your VA, your conventional FHA loan. Once you lock, you have 30 days to find a property, but you get one extension, and the extension is for 30 days. So basically, you have 60 days to shop for your home. So you're not going to lock in on a lock and shop program if you're not out there shopping for a home. If you're just kind of waiting and deciding before you get out there, you're going to wait and take advantage of this. There's no cost to this either, but you can do it once. So you're not going to lock and shop and lock and shop. You're going to do one lock and shop because this does cost a lender money to do this. Now, once under contract, we're going to take a look at the current interest rate market or the current interest rate. And at that time, if the rates are lower, you're going to get a lower rate. Or if the rates are higher, you're going to get the rate that you locked on the lock and shop. Now that is going to take place as soon as you're under contract. So again, this is all taking place at a very strategic time. So it's one timing that process. Now you then have 30 days to close on your loan. So if you don't find a property within the 60 days, that lock is going to expire. And then you're just going to lock on a normal program when you do find your home. So that is Money Chat. That is a shout out for the company that Keelan and I both represent.
Love
Gateway.
It.
Love it. And coming up next in the Money Hour, thinking about leaving your job, be careful what you leave behind. Tiffany Goff of Edward Jones, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.